3, 2, 1. For I am weary. That this signifies a state of combat is evident from the signification of weary or of weariness as being a state of combat. See number 3318. Mention is here again made of being weary for the sake of confirmation that the conjunction of good with truth in the natural is effected by spiritual combats, that is, by temptations. In regard to the conjunction of good with truth in the natural, the case in general is this. Man's rational receives truths before his natural, and this to the end that the Lord's life, which as before said is of love, may flow in through the rational into the natural, and dispose the natural, and reduce it to obedience. For the rational is purer, and the natural grosser. Or what is the same, the rational is interior, and the natural exterior. And as may be known, it is according to order that the interior or purer can flow into the exterior or grosser, but not the reverse. Hence it is that man's rational can be accommodated to truths and receive them before his natural, as may be plainly seen from the fact that with one who is to be regenerated, the rational man battles much with the natural, or what is the same, the internal man with the external. For as also is known, the internal man can see truths and also will them, but the external refuses assent and resists. For in the natural man there are scientifics which are in a great measure derived from the fallacies of the senses, and which notwithstanding their being false, the man believes to be true. There are also things innumerable which the natural man does not apprehend, for he is relatively in shade and thick darkness, and that which he does not apprehend, he believes either not to exist or not to be so. There are likewise cupidities which are of the love of self and of the world, and all things that favor these he calls truths. And when the man yields to these the dominion, all things that result are contrary to spiritual truths. There are also in the natural man reasonings that are grounded in falsities impressed from infancy. Moreover, man apprehends by manifest sense what is in his natural man, but not so what is in his rational, until he has put off the body. This also causes him to believe the body to be everything, and all that does not fall into the natural sense he scarcely believes to be anything. From such causes and many others, it results that the natural man receives truths much later and with greater difficulty than does the rational man. Hence arises combat, which continues for a considerable time, not ceasing until the vessel's recipient of good in the natural man have been softened by temptations, as before shown, number 3318. For truths are nothing but vessels recipient of good. Number 1496, 1832, 1900, 2063, 2261, 2269. Which vessels are harder in proportion as man is more fixedly confirmed in the things which have been mentioned. And if the man is to be regenerated, the more fixedly he has been confirmed, the more grievous is the combat. As the case with the natural man is such that the conjunction of truths with good therein is effected through the combats of temptations, it is therefore here repeated, I am weary. 3322. Therefore he called his name Edom. That this signifies his quality therefrom as to good, to which were adjoined the doctrinal things of truth, is evident from the signification of calling a name, or of calling by name, as being quality. See number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724, 3006, and from the representation of Edom. There is frequent mention in the word of Esau, and also of Edom. And by Esau is there signified the good of the natural before the doctrinal things of truth have been thus conjoined with this good, and also the good of life from influx out of the rational. And by Edom is signified the good of the natural to which have been adjoined the doctrinal things of truth. But in the opposite sense, Esau signifies the evil of the love of self before falsities have been thus adjoined to this love. And Edom signifies the evil of this love when falsities have been adjoined to it. As has been frequently shown, most names in the word have also an opposite sense, because the same things that in the churches have been good and true, in process of time through various adulterations, degenerate into what is evil and false. That such things are signified by Esau and Edom may be seen from the following passages. In Isaiah, "Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the multitude of his strength? Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. I looked, but there was none to help. I was amazed that there was none to uphold, and mine own arm brought salvation unto me." 63, verses 1, 3, and 5. Where it is clearly evident that Edom is the Lord. And that it is the Lord as to the divine good of the divine natural is manifest. For the subject is the conjunction of good and truth in the Lord's human, and also the temptation combats by which he conjoined them. That garments here are the truths of the natural man, or truths relatively inferior, may be seen above, number 2576. And that red is the good of the natural, number 3300. That the Lord by his own power, through temptation combats, conjoined truths in the natural with good, is described by, "I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. I looked, but there was none to help. I was amazed that there was none to uphold, and mine own arm brought salvation unto me." That arm denotes power, see above, number 878. In the book of Judges, "O Yehovah, when thou wentest forth out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped, the clouds also dropped water, the mountains flowed down." 5, verses 4 and 5. To march out of the field of Edom signifies nearly the same as, in Isaiah, to come out of Edom. In like manner in Moses, "Yehovah came from Sinai and rose from Seir unto them." Deuteronomy 33, verse 2. Again, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not nigh. There shall come up a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession of his enemies, while Israel doeth valiantly. And he shall have dominion over Jacob, and shall destroy the remnant from the city." Numbers 24, verses 17 to 19. Treating of the coming of the Lord into the world, whose human essence is called a star out of Jacob and a scepter out of Israel. Edom and Seir, which should be a possession, signify the divine good of the Lord's divine natural. Their being the possession of his enemies signifies that this should succeed in the place of those things which were before in the natural. Dominion, then, over truths therein is meant by having dominion over Jacob and destroying the remnant from the city. That Jacob signifies the truth of the natural, see above, number 3305, and that city signifies what is doctrinal, number 402, 2268, 2449, 2712, 2943, 3216. Dominion is said to be had over these when they are subordinated and subjected to good, for before this they are called enemies because they continually resist, as was shown above, number 3321. In Amos, "In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of eternity, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the nations that were called by my name." 9, verses 11 and 12. The tabernacle of David denotes the church and worship of the Lord. The remnant of Edom, those who are in good within the church. The nations that were called by his name, those who are in good out of the church. That nations are those who are in good, see above. Number 1259, 1260, 1416, 1849. In David, upon Edom will I cast my shoe. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me unto Edom? Wilt not thou, O God? Psalm 60, verses 8 and 10. Where Edom denotes the good of the natural, as is evident from the signification of Shu as being the lowest natural. Number 1748. In Daniel, at the time of the end shall the king of the south thrust at him, and the king of the north shall rush upon him like a whirlwind with a chariot, and shall overflow and pass through. And when he shall come into the beauteous land, many shall be overthrown. But these shall be rescued out of his hand, Edom and Moab, and the first fruits of the sons of Ammon. 11 verses 40 and 41. Where the last state of the church is treated of. The king of the north denotes falsities, or what is the same, those who are in falsities. Edom, those who are in simple good, which is such good as exists with those who constitute the Lord's external church. In like manner, Moab and the sons of Ammon, number 2468. And because both, namely Edom and Moab, signify those who are in good, therefore in many passages both are named together. But the difference is that Edom is the good of the natural to which are adjoined the doctrinal things of truth, while Moab is natural good such as exists with those in whom these have not been conjoined. The two appear alike in the external form, but not in the internal. From this it is now evident why it was said, Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou wast a sojourner in his land. Deuteronomy 23, verse 7. As by an Edomite is signified the good of the natural, and by an Egyptian the truths thereof which are those of scientifics, number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462, therefore both are mentioned in a good sense. This shows why Yahuwah said to Moses that they should not contend with the sons of Esau, and there should not be given of their land to the sons of Jacob so much as for the sole of the foot to tread upon. Deuteronomy 2, verses 4 to 6. But in the opposite sense, by Esau and Edom are represented those who turn aside from good through the fact that they altogether despise truth and are unwilling that anything of the truth of faith should be adjoined, which is chiefly owing to the love of self. And therefore, in the opposite sense, such persons are signified by Esau and Edom, as was also represented by the circumstance that the king of Edom went forth with a numerous people and a strong hand, and refused to permit Israel to pass through his border. Numbers 20, verses 14 to 22. This evil of the love of self, which is of such a nature as not to admit the truths of faith, thus neither the doctrinal things of truth, is described in various passages of the word by Esau and Edom, and at the same time the state of the church when it becomes of this quality, as in Jeremiah. Against Edom, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the intelligent? Is their wisdom become of an ill savor? Flee ye, they have turned themselves away, they have gone into the deep to dwell, inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him. I will make Esau bare. I will reveal his hidden things, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is laid waste, and his brethren and his neighbors. Leave thy fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. Edom shall become a waste. Every one that passeth by it shall be amazed, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof. 49, verses 7, 8, 10, 11, and 17. In David, they say, let the name of Israel be no more in remembrance, for they consult together with one heart. Against thee do they make a covenant, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes. Psalm 83, verses 4 to 6. In Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord Yahweh concerning Edom. Behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, in the height of thy habitation, that saith in thine heart, Who shall bring me down to the earth? Though thou mount on high as the eagle, and though thou settest thy nest among the stars, I will bring thee down from thence. How are they of Esau searched out, their hidden things discovered? Shall I not in that day destroy the wise men out of Edom, and the intelligent from the mount of Esau? From the slaughter on account of the violence of thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall enkindle them and devour them. And there shall not be any residue to the house of Esau. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau. 1 verses 1 to 10, 18 and 19. In this passage, Esau and Edom denote the evil of the natural man originating in the love of self, which despises and rejects all truth, whence comes its devastation. In Ezekiel, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord Yahweh, I am against thee, O Mount Seir, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee a waste and a devastation, because thou hast had an enmity of eternity, and hast given over the sons of Israel to the hands of the sword, in the time of their calamity, in the time of the iniquity of the end. Because thou hast said, These two nations and these two lands shall be mine, and we will possess it, and Yahuwah is there. And thou shalt know that I, Yahuwah, have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel. Thou shalt be a waste, O Mount Seir, and all Edom, all of it. 35, verses 2, 3, 5, 10, 12, and 15. Where it is very evident that in the opposite sense, Edom denotes those who despise, reject, and vilify spiritual goods and truths, which are the mountains of Israel. Again, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, If I have not spoken in the fire of my jealousy against the remains of the nations and against all Edom, which have given my land unto themselves for a possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despite of soul, 36 verse 5, where the sense is the same. To give the land unto themselves for a possession denotes to vastate the church, that is, the good and truth of the church. In Malachi, the word of Yahuwah against Israel. I have loved you, saith Yahuwah, yet ye say, Wherein hast thou loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I love Jacob. But Esau I hated, and I make his mountain a waste. 1 verses 1 to 3. Where Esau denotes the evil of the natural that does not admit spiritual truth, which is Israel, number 3305, and what is doctrinal of truth, which is Jacob, number 3305. And on this account he is vastated, which is being hated. That hating is nothing else, is manifest from what was adduced above from the word concerning Esau and Edom in a good sense. But when truth does not suffer itself to be adjoined to good, then evil is on the other hand predicated of Jacob, as in Hosea. To visit upon Jacob according to his ways, according to his works will he recompense him. In the womb he supplanted his brother. 12 verses 2 and 3. 3323, verses 31 to 33. And Jacob said, Sell me as this day thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, and for what is this birthright to me? And Jacob said, Swear to me as this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob said, signifies the doctrine of truth. Sell me as this day thy birthright, signifies that as to time the doctrine of truth was apparently prior. And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, signifies that he would afterwards rise again. And for what is this birthright to me? Signifies that in this case there would be no need of priority. And Jacob said, signifies the doctrine of truth. Swear to me as this day, and he sware unto him, signifies confirmation. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob, signifies that in the meantime priority was granted. 3324. And Jacob said, That this signifies the doctrine of truth is evident from the representation of Jacob as being the doctrine of natural truth, number 3305, or what is the same, those who are in the doctrine of truth. In these verses down to the end of this chapter, the subject treated of is the right of priority, as to whether it is of truth or of good, or what is the same, whether it is of the doctrine of truth or of the life of good, or what is still the same, whether it is of faith in so far as this is truth of doctrine, or whether it is of charity in so far as this is good of life. When man draws a conclusion from natural perception, he believes that faith, in so far as it is truth of doctrine, is prior to charity, in so far as this is good of life, because he perceives how the truth of doctrine enters, but not how the good of life. For the former enters by an external, that is, a sensuous way, while the latter enters by an internal way. And also because he cannot know otherwise than that as truth teaches what is good, it is prior to good, and also because the reformation of man is effected through truth and according to truth, insomuch that man is perfected as to good in proportion to the amount of truth that can be conjoined with it. Consequently, good is perfected through truth. And what is more, because man can be in truth and think and speak from it, and this with apparent zeal, although he is not at the same time in good, yea, he may even from truth be confident of his salvation. These and many other considerations lead man to suppose, when judging from the sensuous and natural man, that the truth which is of faith is prior to the good which is of charity. But all these are reasonings from fallacies, based on the appearance to the sensuous and natural man. The good itself which is of life is prior, the good which is of life being the very ground in which truths are to be sown, and such as is the ground, such is the reception of the seeds, that is, of the truths of faith. Truths may indeed be first stored up in the memory, like seeds in a granary, or with birds in their crops, but they do not belong to the man unless the ground is prepared. And such as is the ground, that is, such as is the good, such is their germination and fructification. But see on this subject what has been already shown in many places, which will be here cited in order that it may be known what good is and what truth, and that the priority belongs to good and not to truth. Why there is no distinctive idea as between good and truth, number 2507. That good flows in by an internal way unknown to man, while truth is procured by an external way known to man. Number 3098. That truths are vessels recipient of good. Number 1496, 1832, 1900, 2063, 2261, 2269, 3068, 3318. That good acknowledges its truth, with which it may be conjoined, number 3101, 3102, 3179, and that most exquisite exploration is made and precaution taken lest falsity be conjoined with good and truth with evil, number 3033, 3101, 3102, that good makes for itself the truth with which it may be conjoined, because it does not acknowledge anything as truth except that which agrees with it. Number 3161. That truth is nothing else than that which is from good. Number 2434. That truth is the form of good. Number 3049. That truth has in itself an image of good, and in good the very effigy of itself from which it exists. Number 3180. That the seed which is truth is rooted in the good which is of charity. Number 880. That faith is impossible except in its life, that is, in love and charity. Number 379, 389, 654, 724, 1608, 2343, 2349. That from love and charity man can look to the truths which pertain to the doctrinal things of faith, but not the reverse, and that to look from faith and not from love and charity is to look behind oneself and to turn back. Number 2454. That truth is made alive in accordance with the good of each person, thus in accordance with the state of innocence and charity in man. Number 1776, 3111. That the truths of faith can be received only by those who are in good. Number 2343, 2349. That they who are in no charity cannot acknowledge the Lord, thus not any truth of faith. And that if they profess such acknowledgement, it is something external without an internal, or as from hypocrisy. Number 2354. That there is no faith where there is no charity. Number 654, 1162, 1176, 2429. That wisdom, intelligence, and science, scientia, are the sons of charity. Number 1226. That the angels are in intelligence and wisdom, because they are in love. Number 2500, 2572. That angelic life consists in the goods of charity, and that the angels are forms of charity. Number 454, 553. That love to the Lord is a likeness of him, and charity toward the neighbor an image of him. Number 1013. That through love to the Lord the angels perceive whatever is of faith. Number 202. That nothing lives except love and affection. Number 1589. That they who have mutual love or charity have the Lord's life. Number 1799, 1803. That love to the Lord and the neighbor is heaven itself. Number 1802, 1824, 2057, 2130, 2131. That the presence of the Lord is according to the state of love and charity. Number 904. That all the commandments of the Decalogue and all things of faith are in charity. Number 1121, 1798. That knowledge of the doctrinal things of faith effects nothing unless the man has charity, for doctrinal things look to charity as their end. Number 2049, 2116. That neither the acknowledgement of truth nor faith is possible unless the man is in good. Number 2261. That the holy of worship is according to the quality and quantity of the truth of faith implanted in charity. Number 2190. That there is no salvation by faith, but by the life of faith, which is charity. Number 2228, 2261. That the celestial kingdom is given to those who have the faith of charity. Number 1608. That in heaven all are regarded from their charity and the derivative faith. Number 1258. That none are admitted into heaven except by willing good from the heart. Number 2401. That they are saved who are in faith, provided that in their faith there is good. Number 2261, 2442. That the faith which has not been implanted in the good of life altogether perishes in the other life. Number 2228. That if the faith of thought were saving, all would be brought into heaven, but because the life opposes, they cannot be brought in. Number 2363. That they who hold as a principle that faith alone saves contaminate truths by the falsity of this principle. Number 2383, 2385. That the fruit of faith is good work is charity, charity is love to the Lord. love to the Lord is the Lord. Number 1873. That the fruits of faith are fruits of the good which is of love and charity. Number 3146. That the trust or confidence which is said to be saving faith is not possible except with those who are in the good of life. Number 2982. That good is the life of truth. Number 1589. When it is that truths are said to have gained life. Number 1928. That good from the Lord flows into truths of every kind, but it is of the greatest importance that they should be genuine truths. Number 2531. That good and truth from the Lord flow in just in proportion as that which is evil and false is removed. Number 2411, 3142, 3147. That good cannot flow into truth so long as the man is in evil. Number 2388. That truth is not truth until it is accepted by good. Number 2429. That there is a marriage of good and of truth in things all and each. Number 2173, 2503, 2507. That the affection of good is of life, and the affection of truth is for the sake of life. Number 2455. That truth tends to good and proceeds from good. Number 2063. That by influx truths are called forth out of the natural man, elevated, and implanted in good in the rational man. Number 3085, 3086. That when truth is conjoined with a man, it is appropriated to him. Number 3108. That in order that truth may be conjoined with good, there must be consent by the understanding and by the will, and when by the will, then conjunction takes place. Number 3157, 3158. That the rational as to truth is acquired by means of cognitions, and that truths are appropriated when they are conjoined with good, and that they are then of the will and for the sake of life. Number 3161. That truth is not at once initiated and conjoined with good, but during the whole life, and also afterwards. Number 3200. That as light without heat produces nothing, so the truth of faith produces nothing without the good of love. Number 3146. What the idea of truth without good is, and what its light is in the other life. Number 2228. That faith separated is like the light of winter, and faith from charity like the light of spring. Number 2231. That they who in act separate truth, which is faith, from charity, cannot have conscience. Number 1076, 1077. The reason why men have separated faith from charity and have declared that faith saves. Number 2231. That during man's regeneration, the Lord insinuates good into the truths that are in him. Number 2183, 2189. That man is not regenerated by means of truth, but by means of good. Number 989, 2146, 2183, 2189, 2697. That during man's regeneration, the Lord goes to meet and fills with the good of charity the truths that are in him. Number 2063. That they who are in the good of life and not in the truth of faith, as is the case with Gentiles and infants, receive the truths of faith in the other life and are regenerated. Number 989. Concerning the Gentiles, number 932, 1032, 2049, 2284, 2589 to 2604. Concerning infants, number 2290 to 2293, 2302 to 2304. That man is regenerated by means of the affection of truth, and that when he is regenerated, he acts from the affection of good. Number 1904. That in one about to be regenerated, the seed can take root only in good. Number 880, 989. That the light of a regenerate man is from charity. Number 854. That the same truths in one person may be true, in another less true, and in others may even be falsities, and that this is according to the good which is of the life. Number 2439. what the difference is between the good of infancy, the good of ignorance, and the good of intelligence. Number 2280. Who can come into the cognitions of truth and into faith, and who cannot? Number 2689. That the church is not a church unless the truths of doctrine are implanted in the good of life. Number 3310. That what is doctrinal does not make the church, but charity. Number 809, 916, 1798, 1799, 1834, 1844. That the doctrinal things of a church are nothing unless its members live according to them. Number 1515. That the doctrine of faith is the doctrine of charity. Number 2571. That the church is from charity and not from faith separated. Number 916. That everyone may know from charity whether he has the internal of worship. Number 1102, 1151, 1153. That the church of the Lord throughout the world is everywhere various as to truths, but that it is one through charity. Number 3267. That the church would be one if all had charity, even though its members differed as to ritual and doctrinal matters. Number 809, 1285, 1316, 1798, 1799, 1834, 1844. That out of many would be made one church, if all accounted charity and not faith as being that which is essential of the church. Number 2982. That there are two kinds of doctrinal things, the doctrinal things of charity and the doctrinal things of faith, and that in the ancient church there were the doctrinal things of charity, which at this day are among the things that are lost. Number 2417. In what ignorance of truth they are who are not in the doctrinal things of charity. Number 2435. And whereas at this day faith is made the essential of the church, men do not even see, nor attend to the things the Lord so often said concerning love and charity. Number 1017, 2373. That the good which is of love to the Lord and of charity toward the neighbor is superior and prior to the truth which is of faith, and not the reverse. Number 363, 364. 3325. Sell me as this day thy birthright. That this signifies that as to time, the doctrine of truth was apparently prior, is evident from the signification of selling as being to claim for oneself, and from the signification of as this day, meaning as to time, for in the internal sense of the word, this day signifies that which is perpetual and eternal. Number 2838. And in order that it might not be so in the present case, it is said, as this day, thus by as it becomes only apparently so. And from the signification of birthright as being prior, namely that the doctrine of truth, which is represented by Jacob, is so. Number 3305. By prior or priority, which is signified by birthright, is meant not only priority of time, but also priority of degree, that is, as to which should have the dominion, good or truth. For such is always truth before it has been conjoined with good, or what is the same, such are always those who are in truth, that before they are regenerate, they believe truth to be both prior and superior to good, and so indeed it then appears. But when in them truth has been conjoined with good, that is, when they have been regenerated, they then see and perceive that truth is posterior and inferior, and then in them good has dominion over truth, which is signified by what Isaac his father said to Esau. Behold, of the fatness of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above, and on thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Genesis 27, verses 39 and 40. But as within the church there are more not being regenerated than being regenerated, and as they who are not being regenerated draw conclusions from the appearance, therefore there has been a dispute, even from ancient times, as to whether the priority belongs to truth or to good. With those who have not been regenerated, and also with those who have not been fully regenerated, the opinion has prevailed that truth is prior, for as yet they have no perception of good. And so long as anyone has no perception of good, he is in shade or in ignorance in relation to these things. But they who have been regenerated, being in good itself, are able from the consequent intelligence and wisdom to observe what good is, and that it is from the Lord, and that it flows in through the internal man into the external, and this continually, the man being altogether unconscious of it, and that it adjoins itself to the truths of doctrinal things that are in the memory, consequently that in itself good is prior, although before it had not appeared so. Such then was the source of the dispute concerning the priority and superiority of the one over the other, which was represented by Esau and Jacob, and also by Perez and Zerah, the sons of Judah by Tamar, Genesis 38, verses 28 to 30. Afterwards also by Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, Genesis 48, verses 13, 14, 17 to 20. And this because the spiritual church is of such a nature that it must be introduced through truth into good, and at this time be devoid of the perception of good, except such and so much as lies concealed in the affection of truth, at which time good cannot be discriminated from the delight of the love of self and of the world, which is at the same time in that affection, and is believed to be good. But that good is the firstborn, that is, the good of love to the Lord and of love toward the neighbor, for there is no other good than that which is good from these loves, is evident from the fact that there is life in good, but none in truth, except the life which is from good. And that good flows into truths and causes them to live, may sufficiently appear from what has been stated and shown above concerning good and truth. Number 3324. Wherefore all are called firstborn, who are in love to the Lord and in charity toward the neighbor. And these were also represented in the Jewish church by what is firstborn. That is, they are meant by it in the relative sense, because the Lord is the firstborn, and all that are firstborn are his likenesses and images. That the Lord as to the divine human is the firstborn is evident from David. He shall call unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also will make him the firstborn, high above the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall be faithful with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. Psalm 89, verses 26 to 29, where the Lord is treated of. And in John, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Revelation 1, verse 5. In order that all that had been written and represented concerning him might be fulfilled, he was likewise by birth the firstborn. Luke 2, verses 7, 22, and 23. That they too, as being his images and likenesses, are called the firstborn of the Lord, who are in love to him and in charity toward the neighbor, is evident in John. The 144,000 brought from the earth, these are they who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were brought from among men, the firstfruits firstborn, unto God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without spot before the throne of God. Revelation 14, verses 3 to 5. The 144, or 12 times 12, denote those who are in the faith of charity, number 3272. Thousands denote those who are innumerable, that is, all such, number 2575. Virgins denote the good of love to the Lord and of charity toward the neighbor, number 2362, 3081. Thus those who are in innocence, which is also signified by following the Lamb. For the Lord is called the Lamb from innocence. Hence they are said to be the firstfruits or firstborn. From the above passages, it is manifest that the Lord as to the divine human was represented in the Jewish church by that which was firstborn, and also they who are in love to him, for these are in the Lord. But what is firstborn has in the word a twofold representation, representing the Lord both as to divine celestial love and as to divine spiritual love. The Lord's divine celestial love is relative to the celestial church, or to those who are of this church and are called celestial from love to the Lord. The Lord's divine spiritual love is relative to the spiritual church, or to those who are of this church and are called spiritual from love toward the neighbor. The Lord's divine love is toward all, but inasmuch as it is variously received by men, in one way by the celestial man and in another by the spiritual man, it is said to be relative. Concerning the firstborn that represented the Lord as to divine celestial love, and also those relatively who were of the celestial church, it is thus written in Moses, "The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy flock. 7 days it shall be with its dam. On the 8th day thou shalt give it me. And ye shall be men of holiness unto me." Exodus 22, verses 29 to 31. That it should be 7 days with the dam was because the 7th day signified the celestial man, number 84 to 87, and because from this 7 signified what is holy, number 395, 433, 716, 881. That it should be given to Yahuwah on the 8th day was because the 8th day signified what was continuous from a new beginning, namely, what was continuous of love, number 2044. Again, the firstling among beasts which is made a firstling to Yahuwah, no man shall sanctify it. Whether it be ox or sheep, it is Yahuwah's. Leviticus 27, verse 26. Again, the first ripe fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring unto Yahuwah, shall be for thee, Aaron. Everything that openeth the womb of all flesh, which they offer unto Yahuwah, both of man and beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem. The firstling of an ox, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire for an odor of rest to Yahuwah. Numbers 18, verses 13, 15, and 17. Again, all the firstling males that are born of thy herd and of thy flock, thou shalt sanctify unto Yahuwah thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thine ox, nor shear the firstling of thy flock. If it have any blemish, as if it be lame or blind, any evil blemish whatsoever, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto Yahuwah thy God. Deuteronomy 15, verses 19 and 21. Inasmuch as the firstborn represented the Lord, and those who are the Lord's by virtue of love to him, therefore the tribe of Levi was accepted instead of every firstborn, and this because Levi represented the Lord as to love. Levi also signifies love, for Levi is adhesion and conjunction, and in the internal sense adhesion and conjunction are love, on which subject of the Lord's divine mercy hereafter, at chapter 39, verse 34. Concerning the Levites, it is written in Moses, Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying, And I, behold, I will take the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the womb among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. And the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, from man even to beast. Mine they shall be. Numbers 3, verses 11 to 13. Again, Yahuwah said unto Moses, Number all the firstborn males of the sons of Israel, from the son of a month and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me. I am Yahuwah, instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the beast of the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the beast of the sons of Israel. Numbers 3, verses 40, 41, etc. Also 8, verses 14, 16 to 18. And it is said, 8, verse 19, that the Levites were given to Aaron, because Aaron represented the Lord as to the priesthood, that is, as to the divine love. That the priesthood represented the Lord's divine love may be seen above. Numbers 17:28, 20:15. But concerning the firstborn who represented the Lord as to the divine spiritual love, and also those relatively who are of the spiritual church, it is written in Jeremiah, "They shall come with weeping, and with prayers will I lead them. I will bring them to fountains of waters in the way of what is upright, wherein they shall not stumble. And I will be to Israel for a father, and Ephraim shall be my firstborn." 31 verse 9. Where a new spiritual church is treated of, Israel denoting spiritual good, Ephraim spiritual truth, who is called the firstborn because a church about to be planted is treated of, in which the intellectual which is of truth is apparently the firstborn. For Ephraim succeeded in the place of Reuben and was made the firstborn, Genesis 48, verses 5 and 20, First Book of Chronicles 5, verse 1. And this because by Joseph, whose sons were Ephraim and Manasseh, was represented the Lord as to divine spiritual love. But that Israel is essentially the firstborn, that is, denotes spiritual good, is evident from Moses. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith Yahuwah, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have said unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me, and thou hast refused to let him go. Behold, I will slay thy son, thy firstborn." Exodus 4, verses 21 to 23. Where Israel in the supreme sense signifies the Lord as to divine spiritual love, but in the relative sense, those who are in spiritual love, that is, in charity toward the neighbor. In the spiritual church in the beginning, or when it is about to be planted, the doctrine of truth is the firstborn with the external church, and the truth of doctrine is the firstborn with the internal church. Or what is the same, the doctrine of faith is the firstborn with the external church, and faith itself with the internal church. But when the church has been planted, that is, in those with whom it exists in life and practice, the good of charity is the firstborn with the external church, and charity itself with the internal. But when the church does not suffer itself to be planted, as is the case when the man of the church can no longer be regenerated, by successive steps it recedes from charity and turns away to faith, being no longer studious of life, but of doctrine. And when this is the case, it casts itself into shades and falls into falsities and evils, and thus becomes no church, and is of itself extinguished. This was represented by Cain, in that he slew his brother Abel. That Cain is faith separate from charity, and that Abel is charity which he extinguished, may be seen above. Number 340, 342, 357, 362. The same was afterwards represented by Ham and his son Canaan, in that he mocked at his father Noah. Number 1062, 1063, 1076, 1140, 1141, 1162, 1179. Afterwards by Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, in that he defiled his father's bed. Genesis 35, verse 22. And lastly by Pharaoh and the Egyptians, in that they ill-treated the sons of Israel. That all of these were cursed is evident from the word. Concerning Cain, it is said, Yahuwah said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now cursed art thou from the ground, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's bloods from thy hand." Genesis 4, verses 10 and 11. Concerning Ham and Canaan, Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren. And Noah awoke from his wine, and he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. Genesis 9, verses 22, 24, and 25. And concerning Reuben, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my strength, and the beginning of my power, excellent in honor and excellent in might. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou my couch. Genesis 49, verses 3 and 4. And therefore he was deprived of the birthright. First Book of Chronicles 5, verse 1. That the same was represented by Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and that therefore their firstborn and firstborn beasts were slain, is evident from their representation as being scientifics, number 1164, 1165, 1186, by which, when man enters into the arcana of faith, and no longer believes anything but that which he can apprehend in accordance with the senses and scientifics, he then perverts and extinguishes the things of the doctrine of faith, and especially the things of charity. This is what is represented in the internal sense by the firstborn of men and firstborn of beasts in Egypt being slain, concerning which it is written in Moses, I will pass through the land of Egypt in that night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man even to beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahuwah. And the blood shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall no plague be upon you for a destroyer, when I smite the land of Egypt. Exodus 12, verses 12 and 13. The firstborn of Egypt denotes the doctrine of faith and of charity, which, as before said, is perverted by means of scientifics. The gods of Egypt on whom judgments were to be executed are falsities. There being no plague as a destroyer where blood was upon the houses signifies in the supreme sense where the Lord is as to divine spiritual love, and in the relative sense where spiritual love is, that is, charity toward the neighbor, number 1001. Moreover, concerning Pharaoh and the Egyptians, it is thus written. Moses said, Thus saith Yahuwah, About midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon the throne, unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast. And against any of the sons of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, from man even to beast. Exodus 11, verses 4 to 7. And again, it came to pass at midnight that Yahuwah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat upon his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the house of the pit, and all the firstborn of beast. Exodus 12, verse 29. That this was done at midnight was because night signifies the last state of the church, when there is no longer any faith because there is no charity. Number 221, 709, 1712, 2353. In David, he smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the beginning of strength in the tents of Ham. Psalm 78, verse 51. Again, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. God smote all the firstborn in their land, the beginning of all their strength. Psalm 105, verses 23 and 36. The worship of the Egyptians from principles of what is false, that originate from truth separated from good, or what is the same, from faith separated from charity, is called the tents of Ham. That tents signify worship may be seen above, number 414, 1102, 1566, 2145, 2152, 3312. And that Ham is faith separated from charity, number 1062, 1063, 1076, 1140, 1141, 1162, 1179. By this is further confirmed what is signified by the firstborn of Egypt being slain, And because all the firstborn were slain, in order that the firstborn might nevertheless represent the Lord as to divine spiritual love, and at the same time those who are in this love, it was commanded at the time of the Exodus that all the firstborn should be sanctified, concerning which we read in Moses. Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the sons of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Thou shalt cause to pass over unto Yahuwah all that openeth the womb, and every firstling which thou hast, the progeny of a beast, the males, shall be Yahuwah's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, thou shalt break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy sons thou shalt redeem. And it shall be, when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What is this? That thou shalt say unto him, By a strong hand Yahuwah brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondmen. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh hardened himself against letting us go, that Yahuwah slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of man even to the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahuwah all that openeth the womb, being males, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. Exodus 13, verses 1, 2, 12 to 15, 34, verses 19 and 20, Numbers 8, verse 17. From this it is now evident what is signified in the spiritual sense by birthright.